FM 90.3 WJTL, the JC Power Outlet, Ron Salisbury, and the JC Power Outlet fading out there in the background, and the guy doing that screaming guitar solo on there, my special guest here tonight in the archives, John Pantano. And John, you mentioned going into that song, that you guys really were one of the first legitimate rock bands signed by Mirror Records. Any idea how they got wind of you?
I'm not exactly sure, but I know that Ron's brother, who was a songwriter as well, so his older brother, Sonny Salisbury, had done musicals and had done some not really rock and roll, but a different style, more contemporary Christian music very early on. And I think he was connected with Word Records. And then eventually Word Records was starting a new label. I think they saw the need for something a little more youthful oriented, and that's how I think they started Mirror. And I think they originally had Randy Matthews was, I think, their first guy that they signed. And then, so that was basically our connection, was probably through Ron's brother, who had some connection with Word Records, who was the Mirror label was part of Word Records.
Now, when you guys went out and hit the road and you started playing like what we just heard, what kind of reaction were you getting?
Well, in those days, it was quite a bit different. And we got great reaction, people that liked rock and roll. It was a little bit difficult to, in the Christian sort of, I hate to use the word market, but the Christian world at that time, it was starting to understand that, but they didn't quite get it originally. There were a lot of places we weren't allowed to play. And at some churches, we weren't allowed to bring the drums in. We just had to do more of an acoustic set. But for the most part, it was a positive response. We got a lot of people that were thinking, why hadn't this happened sooner? But it's part of the early days of the Jesus movement. And we just happened to get a little bit loud and became rock and roll. We were rock and rollers originally, just playing music. But to do Jesus rock was a little bit different in those days. As a matter of fact, they didn't even call it that. I think they called it gospel rock in the early days.
Now, when you guys...
So the reaction was very positive amongst the youth in particular. Some of the church response was a little bit subdued, which is understandable.
No, when you said you guys, you know, you were a rock band, but I mean, you weren't. You were just, how do I phrase this? You were just basically playing the music that you knew, right? It wasn't some brain, you know, trust or brain explosion. Hey, we're going to go out and be this pioneering gospel rock band. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, right. That's exactly right, Terry. Yeah, we just, we sort of did what we loved to do. I only know how to, as far as musically speaking, that's what I did for years. And same with Ron. He was in a fairly popular band that played and opened up for other bands. And at some point, Ron's desire was to I'd like to do something that's a little more meaningful, and I see these kids that really need something, and that's when he started to write his Christian or Jesus oriented songs, and I was just a part of that. And yeah, but we loved to play the music, of course. That was those were our roots.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you did two projects for Mirror, 72 and 74. And then we didn't really hear anything from you guys until 77. So what was going on in that 3-year span?
We were actually still touring and still playing together. We're doing a lot of concerts and things like that after the second album came out. We were busy for several years and always remained in contact with Larry and several other people. And at some point, Larry was starting Solid Rock Records, and he wanted, I think he had Randy Stonehill already sort of done, and he was doing a record of his own, and he asked us, because we been in touch with him through the years. I met Larry in 1972, I think it was. Early on, I have fond memories of all of us sitting on our guitar cases at a studio in Hollywood just talking for hours. But then later he said, I'm starting this record. Would you guys be interested? And we were supposed to be JC Power Outlet, and the record was going to be called Hit the Switch. But somewhere along the line, we decided to not do the JC Power Outlet and do the... we were, at the time, Lagos & Messina and Hall & Oates, people like that, were kind of a duo kind of thing, because Ron and I were pretty much the two of us doing everything anyway. We'd use different musicians. So at that point, we changed it to a Pentagonal Salisbury, but we kept the title Hit the Switch, which was Larry's idea.
Oh, okay. Now, with that album, on the first two projects, you didn't write much at all, if I remember correctly, but on this project, you were like half the album. Did you just kind of grow into songwriting? You weren't comfortable with it early on, or how'd that work?
I woke up one morning and just wrote it all. No, not really. I I'd written a few things here and there, but like I say, Ron was the writer for J.C. Powell, but even though I sort of contributed the guitar, heard any arrangements, things like that. But these songs just happened. I was just writing music, and we decided to let's choose some songs that we could both do. Ron had several, and I had several. It's funny, we didn't really write too much together, but we contributed to each other's songs. And when we went in the studio with Larry, we got together and kind of went over some of the material, and that's when Larry also got involved in some of the obviously the writing and the production, and so I was able to bring in some songs that we all agreed that were good enough to hopefully be on this record. So I got a chance to do a few of my tunes finally.
Well, I queued up. I don't think this is your track, if I remember correctly. I queued up the first song from the album called "I'm Just a Record." Is that you or is that Ron?
That's one of my songs. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That Larry contributed. Larry wrote some of the lyrics in the bridge, if I recall. That was one of the first songs that we did because I think Larry would like the idea of some sort of a rock tune that was a little different.
Well, it's just a fun track, so I got it queued up, and we'll go ahead and sample it here for a little bit from the Pantano Salisbury Project, 1977 musical memory from the archives. It's called "I'm Just a Record."